Dreamscape presents The Year of Cecily by Lisa Lin. Narrated by Kat Riley. Chapter 1. New Year's Eve. Snuggled in bed in her teal fleece pajamas, a glass of white wine on the nightstand, and an aloe sheet mask on her face, Cecily Chang flipped through the TV channels. It was almost 9 p.m., which meant the ball was about to drop in Times Square. Thank God she lived in San Francisco and could go to bed soon. Normally, she'd find the news coverage hokey and cheesy, but some traditions were meant to be observed. So, she'd spent the next half hour watching TV hosts try not to freeze while making inane small talk. She took a glance at her watch. 23 minutes to go. She was getting too old for this shit. The timer she set on her phone went off. Cecily dutifully got out of bed, went to the bathroom, and peeled off the mask. After chucking it in the trash can, she took stock of her face in the mirror. "Do these things even really work?" she mumbled. As far as she could tell, she looked exactly the same as she did 30 minutes ago when she put the mask on. Maybe it took a day or two to see results. She made a mental note to do more research into the product and ingredients. Even if it didn't give her face a glowing, rejuvenated look, there was still something to be said for self-care and pampering yourself every once in a while. She yawned and padded back to the bedroom, got back in the queen-size sleigh bed, and readjusted the blankets. 18 minutes to go. Damn. As hard as she tried, Anderson and his antics weren't keeping her attention. Maybe some traditions were meant to evolve. Cecily flipped through the channels and saw an old rerun of Memphis Medical. Oh, this is a good one. Stacy with the plane crash. She sat back and prepared to soak in the genius of Chandra Rivers for the umpteenth time. She rubbed her hands together in glee. Her phone buzzed, and she opened it to see a selfie text from her best friend, Adrienne Arroyo, who looked like she was having the time of her life, dancing at a rooftop party at Rosemont with a flute of champagne in her hand. Under the picture, Adrienne texted, "Ringing in the new year right. Wish you were here. XO." Typical Adrienne. She'd tried to drag her to the party, but Cecily had pleaded exhaustion and a pressing work deadline. The first part was true. The second, not so much. She needed some peace and quiet, and a loud, raucous party sounded like the last thing she wanted to do. But instead, she was now home alone, and bored out of her mind. When had she become so dull? It seemed that lately.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?